This is the film wrap up. They wanna know, we tell them once and they still ask us. The people are thirsty for knowledge and we gotta fill that cup. We never chill, ask them. When they come to film raps, bro, we keep it real, that's us.
Mic check 1 2 1 2. Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to another episode of the film wrap up. And once again, I'm the film fiend himself and I'm with my boy.
It's the rap nerd. What's good, film?
Not much, man. Just working. Trying to, you know, get that goal popping this year. How you doing, man?
Hey, same thing. What the nigga ASAP said on that, that keep a G, working, never chilling. Like, dead ass.
Dude, for real, bro. I've never worked so hard in my life. And I guess I should say so. Goddamn.
Yeah, you work hard.
But yeah, yeah, that's true. Another special episode. I don't even know if I should call these special episodes anymore, because this is pretty much the format we're going with.
Yes, sir.
Mm-hmm. So it's another spoiler review. And you know what?
Mm-hmm. I was going to say, so if you haven't seen Scream, you might want to cut this off, go see it, and then come back. Because spoilers out the door. You had a whole weekend, bro. Like, so let's go ahead, man.
Exactly. And I feel we owed us, you know, the listeners this one, because last one was The Matrix, and both of us, I could say, weren't that upbeat about it, but this one is going to be a little different, so.
Yo ass, man.
Listen, man, I just had to get something off my chest. Anyways, though, Scream 5, bro, how you feeling? Because I know this is your franchise, this is your genre, this is you. Like this, I feel like this movie was like dedicated for people like you. And what's your thoughts on it?
I mean, I think you 100% right, because this is a hell of a way to start the year off, man. Like, honestly, obviously Scream 5 was phenomenal, like, for lack of better terms. Mm-hmm. Like, I thoroughly enjoyed it. I can even say that I loved it, you know, as a big fan of the Scream franchise. This is yet another movie within, you know, the collection that's a great one, you know what I mean? Like, and they did not disappoint me at all. I can't really think of anything that really disappointed me. I mean, there are a few things here and there, but nothing that ruined my experience. So my initial thoughts is I loved it. So where you at with it?
Yeah, initially I feel the exact same way. I'm honestly surprised, because Scream 4 came out 10 years ago. And I know the trailers look good, but me, you know this about me better than anybody. I don't let a trailer could be as good as it is, but I still think it could be bad. But yeah, this one was the farthest thing, man. I thought this was gonna be a cash grab, but they did so much right in this film. I was completely blown away, man. It blew my expectations.
Yeah,
I loved it, thoroughly loved it, almost every aspect about it. So that's how I initially feel. I'm thrilled. So I'm gonna let your thoughts go after mine, as the, you know, because you know this is your genre, this is you know, your films and stuff like that. So I'll go first, and we'll let you go after me.
All right.
Yeah. So as far as Scream 5 goes, like I was saying, this film is fantastic, bro. It's fantastic to the point I had to check myself, because I recorded my review. I had to change the thumbnail and everything, because initially I wrote on the thumbnail New Age Classic, because that's how much that's how I felt about it, bro. I came out the theater buzzing, bro. I haven't felt like this good, because horror, I think they touched it themselves in this movie. It's not the same anymore. Like slashers, you don't see slashers or here and there.
Mm-hmm.
You're Jason's. You don't see these type of horror films anymore. Mm-hmm. I feel like horror nowadays is for, it's like a thinking man's horror now.
Yeah.
Everybody's trying to be smart. You have films like The Witch and pretty much all the films that Tara, the character from played by Jenna Ortega, spoke about. Or like those. This is where horror is going. Like, just last year, my favorite horror film, which was The Night House, is not your typical horror film.
Yeah.
Like, the first, maybe until the final 15 minutes, you don't even know what type of horror film you're watching. And I feel like that's where horror is going. But kicking back, and you're just watching a old school slasher film. Just a guy with a butcher knife just slicing fools up, bro. And like that, it's been done so many times that you're like, in 2022, like what more can you add to it? And I feel like they added a lot more to it. They elevated Ghostface as a character. To me, like I like the Scream franchise, but I have my issues with it. And my main issues was I feel like Ghostface should be a more, you know, popularized character. He should be in vain of the Michael Myers, the Jason, the Freddy. I feel like even Chucky, you know, is ahead of him from my standpoint when I see people talk about horror. And I felt like the reason is because Ghostface is, he's a funny guy. He does the way his films are like parodies at times. Even when he tries to kill his victims, he's running into walls, he's running into coffee tables, he'll lunge at them and stab the freaking wall.
Yo, bro. I watched Scream 4 the other day. Yo, this nigga got kicked down the stairs. I was like.
Bro, and it's funny though, don't get me wrong. Like, I'll be watching it, I'm dying. I don't know what screen I was watching, bro. I was crying laughing at how goofy this dude was. But I think like he was running down to chase a Sydney and stuff like that. And all she did was close the door, hit him, dude went flying like 10 feet. I'm like, bro, really? But like all that is nice, but I feel like five films in, you can't keep doing the same. Yeah. And like clearly, it's obvious that these directors felt the same. Like this version of Ghostface was so terrifying, bro. Like legit terrifying. Like, I felt like reboots realize that because you got the 2009 Jason reboot, mm-hmm. and he's just vicious. Mm-hmm. The most aggressive version of Jason that you've seen. Mm-hmm. The Halloween reboot, vicious. Mm-hmm. The most aggressive. Like, we feel different about Halloween. What was it? Halloween Kills, right?
Yeah.
That mm-hmm. was the latest one. But we both could agree that Michaels was amazing. Correct?
Like, yeah.
The character himself.
Ooh, shit.
So exactly. And seeing that coming from Scream, it's your normal guy that's just, or, you know, if it's a guy, this is a spoiler, so I could say guy or girl, mm-hmm. just like slicing fools up. And it's not just that, it's just the way he does it so viciously. Mm-hmm. Steps on Tara's leg while she's trying to crawl away.
Well, that shit, man.
Stalking her. Oh my God,
like,
bro.
Whoa, okay.
And how he stabs them too, like over and over and over and over. I'm like, oh my Lord, this is, I know I sound kind of twisted and evil right now, but this is what I expect from my slasher films. And how he's stalking her down the hospital hallway like he's chasing his prey. Mm-hmm. I'm like, yes, give me a menacing ghost face and make the tone serious. You can still add your humor. They had the comic relief characters and they work perfectly infused into the tone that they're going for. And yeah, that's how I feel about Scream 5, and I love it. And I'm pressed to call it a damn near classic. But me, it's just like with albums. I hate when somebody listens to an album and right off the bat they're like, oh, it's a classic.
Yeah, you gotta sit
it's
with
a classic.
It.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. So I wanna sit with this film and I wanna watch it again. And the reason why, you know, I even put the classic terms is because slashers, man, you really don't see them nowadays.
At
it just
all.
Feels good. It just feels good, man, to kick back and you see what they're able to do, the level they're able to do it. It's just, come on now. That's how I feel. I don't want to take all your talking points away, but I just had to express that. I really love this film, man.
No, I mean, piggyback off of the stuff you said. I mean, you said stuff that I don't have to mention. So with everything you said, I agree with it. And just going to add on a little bit more. But like you said, this movie to me is it put Ghostface in the dangerous category that you know he never was, honestly. Like,
yes,
you know, you see Ghostface in the other movies, it's kind of like if Ghostface broke in my house, I might could get away. Like I probably could get away just if I
guarantee you I'm getting away.
Yes, I'm saying, like, you know, I might be able to get away if I just use my damn head. But the way he was here, man, I mean, fuck, like you said, when he stepped on her ankle, I was like, wow. Like, that set the mood really quick. And then he stabbed her in the hand. I was like, holy shit. Like, again, I'm gonna double down on the kills being brutal, bro. Like, he killed this dude's mom in the front yard. In broad daylight. Like, holy sh! And then stabbed his son in the face, no, in the neck, and looked at him while he died. Like, I was like, wow.
Did you see? I don't know if you noticed, but while the knife was going through, the splatter just hit his white mask, and the aesthetics, bro. Oh my god!
And that's what I'm gonna get to next. I think personally, this movie might be the best shot film in the franchise behind the first one. To be real, like,
Yeah, I agree.
Now, the cinematography in this shit was like ridiculous. Like the scene when he killed that dude that was related to I think Stu is his character, Matthew Little's character. Like, he, you know, outside the lights cut on and you just see the silhouette. Like, the cinematography was like on another level than the rest of the movies here. And like I said, excellently shot. Like I said, the blood splatter on his face, just the way, like you said, when Ghostface was stalking the old girl in the hospital, the way he just walks out and just turns slowly, and it's in slow motion to kind of let you really, really grasp what's about to happen. It's little choices like that in filmmaking that make the big differences. So, like I said, I think it's shot well. Kills were crazy. One thing I really love about this movie too is that it is 100% meta, but it's done. It's not done heavy-handedly. Like, it's not dead ass in your face. Because that's one of the kind of little issues I had with Scream 4, is I do feel like it was a little bit in your face with how meta it was. Like, it wasn't subtle about it at all. But I don't knock it, though, because at the time, the whole ideology of meta was just a thing. So it's like, I get why you did it. But rewatching it now, I'm like, it's a bit much. But this one, it's slick with it. Like, it's super slick from the way it pays homage to the other Scream movies in a slick way. Like, when the twin is sitting on the couch watching the parody of the first movie of Randy, and, you know, Scream comes up, like, it's done so well. And again, this movie's actually scary. Like, when the twin brother was outside, he already got stabbed, and you see him, like, kind of, like, wobbling his way, and you see the damn barn door open behind him, and then Ghostface, and again, the small choices that matter. Door opens, you see him running, and the scene doesn't even cut. You see him run all the way up to him and stab him. Like, the whole scene, I'm just like, oh, shit, oh, shit, oh, shit, oh, shit, oh, shit, oh, shit, you know what I'm saying? Like, that is excellent filmmaking, man. Like, when it comes to horror, build that tension. Like, you know what I mean? Like, make us feel like we are not safe. And this movie definitely did that the most since Scream 1. What else can I say before I keep talking? It was just a joy, man. Like, even the characters, dog. Like, I think the character dynamic was, like, super fantastic and well-rounded. And like you said, you had your people who had the humor, but I don't think anybody went overboard. You know what I'm saying? Like, I think everything was just, like, the perfect limitation. And it makes sense, though. The directors, you know, they made Ready or Not. And Ready or Not's one of the best, like, modern-day horror films, in my opinion. Like, you know, I mean, you couldn't find a more perfect crew to take over Scream than them.
I agree.
So, I just, kudos to these dudes, man. Like I said, I don't want to call it a classic, but, I mean, I don't, the only horror movie for me personally that can compete with this one this year as my favorite is Halloween Ends. Other than that, though, ain't nothing gonna touch this. Nothing.
Yeah, man. And I also, to tackle what you said about the cast, I love how they infuse the OGs with the new cast. Like, it's not their film anymore. Like, they had four of these bad boys, and it's been 10 years. Like, it's time to infuse some new blood into this franchise, and they did that perfect. Like, Dewey. Oh, my God, Dewey.
Yes.
My favorite character from this film. Easily my favorite character.
Yeah.
I love how Dewey got the Ghostface treatment. Like, he was a goofball these first four films. Mm-hmm. Like, you're not taking Dewey serious. Here you meet Dewey. Him and Gail, they broke up. He's drinking heavy. He lost his job. Like, Ghostface really effed up his life, bro. And he just seems like he was a bit, like, he'd been through it all, the ringer, and how they, you know, took his character, made him much more serious. I loved it, man. I really, really loved it. It was nothing goofy about him and about this film. And I love how they didn't make the OG cast overshine the new cast. Yes. Mm-hmm. It was brilliant.
And I was going to mention that because the new lead, mm-hmm. Add on to that, like the movie was so good that I didn't really, besides Stewie, I didn't need anybody else. Like, if mm-hmm. they didn't have Gail or I keep forgetting her damn name.
Who's Sydney?
Sydney, there we go. I keep wanting to call her Neb. That's her real name. But if they didn't have, you know, Sydney or Gail in it, I would be fine because the characters in the new cast had me so invested in their story that didn't really bother. It like, I see some people complaining like, I wanted more Sydney, I wanted more Gail. And I'm like, honestly, I didn't really need them. Like, I thought these motherfuckers did a great job. And my theory about that is they're testing the waters to see if they can make a film without the OGs so they can keep this thing running. Because, I mean, if you can keep switching the focus, like, and keep bringing in new characters and making it fresh, I mean, you damn near won, dog.
That's true. That is true. That's for sure. So as far as good go, I think that's it, man. I thoroughly enjoyed this film. This film had no business being as good as it had to be. Do you have like any standout moments, kills, or anything that stand out here to you that you wanted to talk about?
Let me see. Standout moments, man. It was like, I guess for me, I want to say it's not really a moment, but to me, like, this movie really did a good job with the whodunit, like mystery, because I know you, me and you spoke about it, and you said that you knew it was, you know, you knew Richie was part of it. Mm-hmm. And see, while I agree with you, because I was kind of like, he has to be the killer, but they played it up so well by having him so much a part of the movie too. Like, he's always around when Ghostface is around, and he's so much injected into the plot that it made me bounce back and forth like, yeah, he's a killer, but is he the killer? Yeah, he's definitely the killer, but no, he can't be the killer. Like, I kept doing it in my mind with him. And then on the flip side of that, I'm like, who else is the killer though? It can't just be him. At that point, I had no fucking idea about
none whatsoever,
like, who the other killer was. And another standout for me is just the motive here. Like, I really, really love the motive, man. Like, it speaks to the times we were in now. You know, everybody's always complaining about toxic fandoms, toxic this, and for them to take it to this level, I was like, oh shit. Like, this really is like some toxic behavior that I've, like, the shit that they were saying is stuff that I've seen people say, like, on Twitter and social media. Like, just wild shit. Like, I'm like, bro, what? Like, so I really enjoyed, you know, the mystery and the motive with this one. Excuse me. As far as the favorite kill, if I had to pick one, I think it's the son death. Like, I think that was like the most gangster shit I ever saw. You stab a dude in his neck and just look at him the whole time. Right. I'm like, yo, this nigga is on some shit. So I'll say that. But throw the question back on you.
Yeah. So the standout to me is honestly that opening. And the reason why the opening is the standout to me is because I feel like the opening of screen films, it sets you and lets you know what you're in store for.
That's true.
They did such an amazing job. Just not even when you first meet Ghostface, but before that, when the dude, you know, the normal phone call, the conversation itself, how he plays her, made it seem like he's the mom's friend from the AA meeting or whatever. Like, that conversation itself, it felt so real and genuine. It felt like a real conversation. It didn't feel like jokey. What's your favorite movie? I'm gonna gut you like this. And no, it escalated. It started so normal, and then each like minute or whatever goes by, it gets crazier. It's crazier. It's crazier until you fully introduce into Ghostface himself. It was amazing. It really set the tone and how Tara Jenna Ortega played that role. Amazing, bro. Absolute. I felt, and even seeing the trailer, you seen, you know, playing with the locks and all that, you knew it was coming, but still seeing it played out and then what transpired after was amazing, bro. It was really, really well done, and it set the tone and let me know what kind of film I was in store with. So,
oh yeah,
I love that. And then finding out, because he played, because in the opening he made it seem like he was gonna kill her friend Amber, which, surprise surprise, it's a spoiler, happens to be the second the Ghostface, because there's two of them.
Mm-hmm.
So you see him playing this, oh, I'm gonna kill her. So not knowing I think that's like it planted the seeds right from the beginning. And as far as my favorite kill, it's similar to yours, but it's the mom. What I love about it, not just the kill itself, which was amazing, came out of nowhere, stabbed her midair, like, yo, she was running. It's like he caught her in the middle of the air with that knife. Duh. But what I love about it, because I've seen a ton of movies, and I watched a lot of horror movies as well. So typically, you knew, like when she saw her leaving the car, I'm like, all right, she's gonna get a call from Ghostface and stuff like that. He's gonna threaten to kill the son. But how they did it was to the point was like, is he setting her up to kill her, or is he legit going to kill the son? I really had no idea.
Yeah.
So it could have easily been like, oh, she's gonna be too late. She's gonna find her son dead, or she's setting her up for the kill, which I had no clue. And then when he pops up right in front of the door, you're like, oh snap! So it was a setup. And not just that, he ended up killing both of them, which is just, oh my God, in itself.
Yeah, I didn't expect that.
In itself.
I didn't expect him to go inside and kill him too. I was like, shit. Like,
exactly. And also what I love about the kill is, besides the first one, Tara was vicious, but this one was even more vicious. Because he stabs her in the stomach while your son's in the house in broad daylight. But he takes his time and viciously stabs her over and over and over again. I'm like, oh my God, this guy is ruthless. Ruthless. And then, you know, what conspired the cat and mouse game with the son in the house. It's amazing, bro. So that was my favorite kill.
But last thing I wanted to ask you about. What did you think about seeing the ghost of Billy through her eyes?
Yeah, that's... At first, I thought it was cool. I didn't mind it. I understood it. You find out that's your pops and all that. Yeah, that would screw me up too, bro. That would. Oh my God, I'd be taking pills and all that. So you seeing him is cool. Now, when I started getting issues, or the main issue I have is towards the end, when Ghostface is chasing her and she falls over and she literally sees him in the mirror and he points out to where, I believe, was it the knife or the gun who was. I'm like, all right, that's a little extreme. I didn't feel like the film was set the tone that this was a possibility. Seeing your visions of your dad, of your dead pops, that's one thing. But him literally helping you find a weapon, that's a stretch. So I liked it and didn't like it at the same time. What about you?
No, I agree with you. I think... I was cool with it. I thought it was like a dope idea and a way to like really pay homage to like the you know, the first screen. But that moment I was like, all right, come on. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, come on. Like, you getting help from a ghost. Like, I was like, right, that is a bit much.
Exactly. That's the only thing to me. But yeah, besides that, I loved it. It made sense though. Like, imagine, bro. I'll be all types of, man, if I found out my pops was like Paul, what is his name? Bundy? Ted Bundy or something like that, bro. Mm-hmm. I'll be, whew, Lord. Yeah, I'll be in AA meetings, all that stuff too, bro. So, yeah. You damn right. Now, before, because we move over or whatever, do you have any negatives about the film that you wish they would have done better or you didn't quite like?
Not really. The only, well, I guess if I had to pick a negative, I would say that the lead actress who was Billy's daughter, I think her acting wasn't on par as what the lead should be, in my opinion.
Boom. Goddamn. That's what I was about saying. To say.
Like to me, like when you compare her and Jenna, it was just like, you know, mm-hmm. night and day.
She got outclassed.
Yeah, she was severely outclassed. But she wasn't bad though, but it's just
at all.
Jenna's that great of a goddamn actor mm-hmm. that like she just lack of better terms killed that shit. You know what I mean? So mm-hmm. if I had to pick something, that's probably the only thing. But I can get over that. I mean, it ain't mm-hmm. it wasn't horrendous to the point where it was distracting. But yeah, that's all I got.
Yeah, so to piggyback on that, I have that same issue, but I've seen her in some stuff, and I've seen actually Jenna Ortega on a bunch of other stuff. So I know they both could act. My main issue with the main actress, I believe her name is Melissa Barrera, mm-hmm. it's in the beginning when she's in the hospital, she first sees, you know, Jenna after being attacked and stuff like that, and then she's getting chased by Ghostface. And the cafeteria, and then she runs in the room. It was so much overacting, bro. Way, way, way too much overacting. And what I think it is, because I've never seen her in a horror film before. Like, the last film I seen her was In the Heights, was a musical, which is a Night and Day. I feel like it's the stigma that they feel like horror, you gotta be over the top, like showing fright, you gotta be this and that. So I felt like she was trying to sell it a little too much. She could, you know, keep it a little subtle. But I think after that scene, like she, like throughout the film, she gets more accustomed to it, mm-hmm. and she's a little more mellowed out and even par with the tone of the film. That's what I think. And as far as other negatives, I did have another negative, but I'm drawing a blank. Oh yeah. This one almost. I had an issue with this. Dewey, he was killed, right?
Yeah,
I had no issue with Dewey getting killed. I loved how Dewey got killed too. It was epic. But it was epic until you find out who killed him. So you mean to tell me the little girl, I forgot what her name was, is able to get up, all right, bulletproof vest, I get that, but run up on him, stabbing in the front, stabbing in the back, pick him up midair, and slice him both ways, bro? Do you see how small she is? In comparison.
You stepping into dangerous territory, my guy.
What you mean?
You stepping into dangerous territory.
Bro, that almost took me out. I'm like, no. That's why as soon as that happened, and I already knew that, like, in my opinion, the boyfriend was it. I was thinking, all right, there's at least three Ghostface this time, which would be a new twist to the film, or it's definitely not one of the smaller chicks. It's probably somebody we haven't met. It's got to be one of the dudes or something. I'm like, bro, how is that physically possible? And I'm not saying a female wouldn't be able to do it. It's just that the female that they had doing that, bro, come on, bro. And the type of kill, like if it was any different type of kill, you stab him in the neck and stuff like that, okay, cool. But to literally stab him in the front, in the back, pick him up and slight, like, I don't even think I'm possible. Listen, I'm like 6'1". I'm a pretty stocky guy. I don't think I could pull that off, to be honest. I'm just saying. That's one of the other negatives I have. So, and I felt like towards the end, they started letting a lot of people survive some stuff they should not have survived, bro.
Yeah, I ain't gonna lie. Like when they showed the brother putting his thumb up, I was like, how the fuck is he alive?
Yes.
Like, he got and also Gail.
Bro, there's no way that he should, because he got, how many times he got stabbed?
He got stabbed a lot. Like, he got stabbed, like two different times, and there was a lot of stabs.
Yes, and you're telling me not one vital point was hit, because it's not just that he was, like, barely alive. He was alive and talking, bro. I'm like, come on. And he was outside while everything was going on for this long, and he was able to be alive through that. And also, Gail Weathers, bro, a gut shot. That didn't go through and through. Like, even Sydney was like, yo, you need to go to the hospital for that. And she survived that?
I was like, I thought she's going to die myself. But I'm like,
I don't know. So, those two were my issues. And I felt like the film kind of contradicted itself a little bit. But, those are the pretty negatives. But nothing, like, huge. Like, her overacting for what I felt like only the beginning, that I could brush over that because she was good towards the end. That one kill, I guess one out of X amount of kills, even though it was a little jarring to me, I could get over it. So nothing that made me hate the film. So,
you know, it's funny you talk about that kill. That was one of the ones that kind of threw me for a loop, because I was like, if that's not him, then he can't be the killer, because I don't see how anybody else could do that. Like, I don't see how anyone else in the crew could be able to do that besides the athlete dude. But I didn't suspect him at all.
Exactly.
I was like, so I don't know who the killers are. So,
you know, to the point I saw that, I don't know if I was telling you or Darian this. I was like, I started to think that this is going to be the first time that not one of the killers is the second killer. It's going to be, I thought it was a boyfriend and somebody we either didn't meet before or was not part of the main friend group.
Mm-hmm.
And then when it can turn out to be her, I was like, so you're telling me she did that? Really? I'm like, okay.
And when they revealed it was her at the end when she shot the girl, I'm like, mm-hmm. It got to be like three killers then. Like, it has to be a third
exactly.
one.
Exactly, yes. Exactly, bro. Like, that's what the twist. I was waiting. I'm like, all right, so they got him. Yeah, okay. When the third one popping up? Where he at? The one that did the killing in the hospital. Where he at? Like, either he's showing up or Ronda Rousey showing up. Like, where he at? So, yeah, that's pretty much it. But overall, man, I love this film. Like, those little technical stuff is not enough to get me, like, upset or anything about it.
Yeah.
This film had no business being as good as it is. So.
It didn't. Mm-mm. Damn, I'm thinking, now you gotta think about
what
it.
What a way to start off.
See it again, man. Shit.
Bro, I'm dying. I mess around. I think I might watch it again this weekend, bro.
For real? That shit was so good.
Yes.
But, I guess we know we're done with screaming. You got any last thoughts or you good?
Nah, I think we tackled, yeah, we tackled pretty much everything, I say.
Yeah, that's what I figured too. So, little, you know, some other news, little small news. So the Batman run.
Oh, I do have something to say, because that was dope that they did that. That shout out to Wes Craven, bro. That was dope. I like that.
Shout out?
Like, this is the first. Yeah, you ain't realize that?
Say it, what was it?
No, it was like, the dude that the son that died, his name was West. So they threw a party. It was like For West.
Oh yeah, okay, like okay. Yeah, 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 you're right.
And towards the end as well, they said For West as well.
Yeah, at the very end.
So
yeah,
like,
yeah.
This, yeah, man. So this is the very first Scream movie that did not have that Wes Craven didn't direct. So that was dope to see. I love little stuff like that.
Man, they did him proud for real. Cause
yeah, without a doubt.
Yeah. I bet. So I was saying, I guess it's confirmed. Because somebody went to one of them, you know, theater websites to buy tickets, and the confirmed time for the Batman is 2 hours and 55 minutes.
Oh, it is confirmed.
Yeah. And somebody else tweeted it. One of them major accounts tweeted it saying, like, it was the second, I think, no, it said it's just the third longest comic book movie. Mm-hmm. And so it's official. What are your thoughts on that?
I'm surprised, bro. I am beyond surprised. Modern day comic book films is pushing it when a solo film is at 230, 220. That's pushing it. Usually it's around that sweet 215 mark. Usually you get like these comic book movies that are over 3 hours or near 3 hours are the big team ups. Your Avengers, your Zack Snyder Justice League, like those Omega type films.
Mm-hmm.
So to hear the Batman at 255, oh, I loved it. I loved it. Sign me up. Sign me up. Because I know the person that's working behind it, he's not going to do that just to do it.
No.
Like, there's a reason that it's that long. Meaning, this movie is not what we think it is.
Mm-hmm.
There is going to be an extreme amount of world building.
Mm-hmm.
An absolute extreme. To the point now that I believe, I don't know if you guys would consider it a spoiler, it's just nothing's been confirmed. That we're gonna see Joker in here, like dive in Joker, and it's gonna leave some crumbs for the next film, definitely.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I feel it's got something is up with the Riddler, because they refuse in any of the trailers, or at least the ones I've seen, to really focus on the Riddler like that, and he's barely in the trailers.
Mm-hmm.
Was he in the cat in the Bat and the Cat? Was he in it a lot?
No, not really. It was just like more so, you know, of dialogue coming from him, but you don't really see him like that. Like, you know what I mean?
Okay. So I think there might be a surprise villain, or this plot that the Riddler, which would make sense, is so extreme that, yeah, this film is not what we think it is. I think it's going to be a lot of world building. It's going to be a lot of setup for Penguin's solo series at HBO Max and Catwoman as well. And I'm ecstatic. I'm surprised, but you do not your first solo film to be 255.
Yeah.
Yeah, I love it. What you think?
No, I'm the same way. And I think that's why I'm so excited, because it's crazy. Because for y'all don't know, film, he only watches one trailer. He'll watch one and he ain't watched another one. Like, that's how he is.
Yep.
So, knowing that, when I'm watching this new one, like the Bat and the Cat one, it's just crazy. And honestly, that's why I want you to watch it, because it you don't really get shit else. Like,
I believe it now.
And it's weird, because it's kind of like the only thing the Bat and Cat trailer does is it gives like a different angle of what we've seen already, or like maybe a tiny little extension of what we've seen already. Okay. So you literally don't get shit. Like I still don't know what the hell the movie's about. And I didn't see every single trailer. I don't watch mad TV spots. I don't watch a whole lot of shit. And I still have no idea what the movie is really about. And that just says a lot to me about, we're in for some shit, man. Like, we are in for some. Because again, this is Matt Reeves, dog. This nigga ain't missed one time. You know what I'm saying?
I agree.
He ain't missed with one of his films yet. And I'm not about to believe that he about to miss with the Batman. I'm just not going. I'm not about to believe that. I mean, based off of the footage I've seen, based off of when you hear him talk about the Batman, just like hit the passion. I love hearing directors be passionate about what they're doing, and the shit he's just saying, it's just like, it just gives me goosebumps, because I'm like, hell yeah. See, like, all right, out of all the Batman solos I've seen, like, I'm like, I feel like you are really into this shit. Like, you are like it's hard to explain. I don't know how to explain it, but it's just like, I could tell that you're like, you've been a fan since like a goddamn kid, like for real, and you've always been one, and I know you're gonna deliver. So seeing that it's 3 hours long, dog, man, I'm taking off that day. I'm booking 2 showings.
I was thinking the same thing, bro. No cap,
because this shit is gonna be insane, man. Like, insane. Like, oh my god.
Like, what's weird about this? I've seen some trailers, and I feel like I still don't exactly know what this Bruce Wayne is, what this Batman is. I feel like it's only surface level that we've gotten so far. Like, when you've seen BVS or any of the Dark Knight Trilogy trailers, right off the bat, I knew what type of Batman I was getting. And when I saw that, or when you see Bruce Wayne just staring, me mugging his costume, and one of the opening shots of the first trailer of BVS, I knew what I was in store for. Like, that set the tone.
That's the shot, boy.
And exactly. And so I knew what these characters were, but this one, there's just so much mystery about all of these. It's, besides Catwoman, which I feel like I got a good feeling of what type of Catwoman is going to be, I don't know any other character. Alfred, I get those little supporting character, but for me to not know what type of Batman we're really, really gonna get, that's saying a lot, bro. I don't know what film this is.
And I think it speaks to what Matt Reeves wants to build, because he's like, Batman's still finding himself. He doesn't really know who he is. He's just kind of doing shit. He's just doing shit on the streets. And every teaser and trailer I've seen, that's pretty much what you get. You pretty much get a guy that's just like, I'm just out here doing shit. Like, I just want to beat up people. I just want to, you know, get criminals off the street. I have no idea what I'm doing. And you really get a sense of that. And it just opens up so much mystery and wonder about this movie, man. Like, I've been thinking about it every day. Like, oh my God.
I told you, I think was it yesterday or today, that the Batman is the most excited I've been for a movie since BVS, bro. And BVS came out in 2016. That's 6 years, bro. 6 years that I've never been this excited. And, whew, man. And what really got me, because what he sold me on, because because I've seen we've seen a lot of Batman material throughout the years, film, animation, read comics and stuff like that. What we never got is really that detective side of Batman. And for him, like, he was preaching. That's one of it's gonna be this more detective Batman. I'm like, okay, that's nice to say, but for it to be 255, that really shows that might actually be the case. You're gonna see Batman taking his time, having this story unravel, catching the mysteries and stuff like that. You can't do that in a 2-hour film.
No.
It's gonna feel very fast paced and stuff like that. So
yeah,
I'm excited.
It's gonna be twists and turns throughout, man. It's gonna be casualties. Mm-hmm. It's gonna be heartbreak. It's gonna be optimism and hope. It's gonna be all of that wrapped in one. I'm just excited to see it, man. Like, Jesus, man.
I really think there might be a surprise villain, and I'm fingers crossed, bro. Please let it be Hush. Let it be Hush. What other character would be better to break the foundation?
That's what's so interesting about this movie, because like you mentioned Hush. There's like all kind of like the vibe and aesthetic Reeves has brought with this movie. There's so many different villains that you think like they could fit into this world pretty perfectly, like on the low, like Hush would be fucking dope. Like this whole aesthetic screams like the Court of Owls. Like, it's just like,
I guarantee you, the Court of Owls, if not the next film, the third film, there's no way. That's a missed opportunity if you don't use them. And this, like, it fits the type of film that I see. This is
exactly
the universe that they're going for.
It does
perfectly. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I feel like Hush would be the perfect character. Maybe teamed up with Riddler, or using Riddler as, you know, a little side hustle to go, like somebody that really knows his backstory, that could really, like a childhood friend. They don't get any better than that, in my opinion. This is just me being, you know, the fan that I am. But yeah, man, I just want that pacing to be good though. For 255, give me a good pacing. Yeah, that's what I think about that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We down. We're like that.
Bet. Well, sticking to the Bat family, the next, I believe it comes out this year as well, Bat-related film is Batgirl. This is going to be her first time we've seen her in film, because I don't, well, never mind. Man, I don't even want to bring those up. Anyways, this is going to be a modern take on Batgirl. A modern take of Batgirl, and the costume just released last week, bro. It set the internet in flames, good and bad. What do you think of it?
Well, the first one, the reveal shot that Leslie, you know, posted on her Instagram and Twitter, I didn't like it. I'll be real. Mm-hmm. For one, And it's more so just me not being a fan of that suit, really. Like, I just, you know, the bright-ass purple and yellow. I was just like, even when they made it in the comic books on, you know, the Burnside story, like, I was like, I don't really see how you can be incognito wearing lavender and yellow, but, you know, I get it. You want to pay homage to the 60s Batman. I understand it, but it just just didn't work. And, you know, seeing it in, you know, that picture, I was like, it's definitely, you know, 100% accurate, you know, down to the homemade leather jacket and all that stuff look, but I'm just like, I don't know, I gotta see it in motion maybe. But then earlier this week, a set photo dropped of her in the suit, and now I'm not sure, it looks like it's the same suit. But I'm confused. But it looks like it has the same details and everything. So it looks like the same suit, but it looks dope. like it's a deep, what it looks like is, maybe if it's the same suit, it's like a deep dark purple. And and the gold is kind of like rusted looking, like it's not like bright ass yellow. And it looks more black and gold than it does purple and gold. You know what I mean?
Which is another Batgirl.
Yeah, exactly. It's another variant. It's another variant of the suit. So I'm like, is this a new suit or is it the same suit? I don't know. I don't know if anybody confirmed, yay or nay. But if it's the same suit and it looks like that second shot, I'm down. Like, that's dope. Mm-hmm. Like, I like how that looks. So, but and whoever did the photography for that reveal suit, if it's the same suit from the set, they need to be fired, because I don't know how you can photograph a picture and light it to where it looks bright ass purple, but on set it looks like dark purple like that. Because clearly the set photo is how it's actually supposed to look, because it's not lit the same way. So yeah, that's where I'm at with it. What about you?
Bro, I am beyond confused. Beyond confused. As far as the first shot, the first reveal, I liked it. I saw a lot of people didn't like it. They said it looked like a motorcycle jacket, and that it reminded them of Flash TV show, the first suit. But like, it served its purpose. It's homemade. It's supposed to look like that. It's the whole reasoning behind it. As far as it looks like it's supposed to look like in the comics. It looks better because it's drawn instead of, and you know, live action. It didn't translate as clean as it did in the pages, but I didn't have a problem with it. I always thought to myself, because I did this mistake once. I saw Black Panther's suit behind it. It was a behind the scene when it's Civil War, and I was like, oh, this looks god awful. It looks horrendous. And then I saw the trailer or whatever, whenever it showed a legit version of it, I like, this looks night and day. So whenever I see like these type of suits, or like, and it's not in motion, it's not in context, I don't go crazy about it. But that second suit,
yeah,
oh, it's an upgrade.
Mm-hmm.
It's definitely an upgrade. But I'm just so confused because everything about it screams the same, and everything about it screams different as well.
Yeah.
I'm like, how is that possible?
Mm-hmm.
It looks black, it looks dark purple, but the emblems is all the same. So I don't know if it's, you know how Batman in the comics, all his Batman suits are the same, but just some are different colors and stuff like that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I'm like, maybe that's a night version, because you see she got the night scope goggles or whatever.
Yeah.
Maybe that's what that is.
Mm-hmm.
But it can't be that. I refuse to think it's the same suit, because the shot that it's taken from is lit up. That type of purple, that bright purple.
Yo, exactly, right? Exactly.
Yeah. There's no way you could tell me that's the same. But what I was thinking, I could be wrong. I'm like, were they trolling us with the first shot? Like, just to mess with people? To be like, just like a Luke Cage when, did you ever see the Luke Cage TV show?
Yeah, I seen it. Mm-hmm.
Okay, so when I don't know if it's the first or second season, he breaks out and he has the Power Man outfit, the thing around his head, the gauntlets, the white, like it was meant to be as just, and he was like, oh, hell no, or whatever.
Oh, yeah.
Maybe they're just showing you it's not really going to translate as good as you think or as you wanted to, but then this is the real, because how she revealed it, she just posted it on IG and stuff like that, mm-hmm. So I could be reaching, but...
No,
if it looks,
I think that's a plausible cause, like a plausible, you know, ideology around it. Because that shit looks completely different, dog. Like,
it does. I've never been so confused in my life, because I'm looking at a picture right now. You guys can see, but I'm like zoomed in. The stitching, emblems, even the utility belt, the boots. She got the same boots. The crop, everything is the same. It's just the color scheme seems different,
mm-hmm.
and they're both lit up, so I don't know, it's confusing.
Yeah,
but
I'm confused, sure.
Yeah, but we did hear, because I don't know if it's confirmed, and which is also why I didn't freak out over the first one, because I'm like, all right, this is super homemade. She ain't no way in hell she gonna be next to Keaton and possibly Nightwing, which has some dope ass suits. She gonna rock in there, and I feel like, oh, I need to upgrade my game.
Yeah,
Bruce Wayne not gonna give her some updated look.
Yeah,
ain't no way in hell, bro. She gonna look outplaced her own film. So yeah, I always figured I thought there would be a second film, and I mean a second suit, and we're hearing that's a possibility, and maybe this is a second suit. I don't know, but yeah, long winded explanation to say I like it.
Okay, so I just, are those your last thoughts for the Batgirl?
Yeah, as far as, yeah, that's the last thought. She, Leslie Grayso, she looks like Batgirl.
Yeah, she
like,
does, yeah.
Her yeah. Yeah, I have no complaints whatsoever. The red hair, it's not really needed, but it's just a nice little touch to it. I have no complaints over her as Batgirl. But yeah, that's all I have to say.
Okay, so circling back to the Batman, right? When he's talking about Hush. Have you seen the animated version of Hush?
Nah, I stayed away because the Hush is either my favorite or my top two, three favorite comics of all time from Batman, period. Mm-hmm. But I've heard the animated version was not as good, or they switched some stuff up, so I stayed away from it. Why?
So you don't know anything about it?
I stayed away. Some people that know that how I felt about it was like, maybe you might not like this one. I did the same thing with The Killing Joke because I heard they did some wild shit in there.
Do you want to know? Or
yeah, animation stuff like that, I don't care.
Well, it had me thinking about the Batman when you were bringing up Hush. Well, in the animated series, animated movie, the Riddler and Hush are the same dude.
What?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. And so
wait.
When you said that, I was kind of like, wait a minute.
Oh shit! So it's not Elliot then? That's Hush.
No, not in there. Because what happened was, if I remember correctly, Enigma, he found Thomas Elliot and killed him.
What the fuck?
And that's how he learned about him, and that's how he learned all the stuff about who Batman was and all that stuff. And then it's later revealed that he's actually the Riddler, and it's actually Enigma, who was actually Hush this whole time.
Really?
Yeah.
Yo, that is far left from the comics. Not even remotely close.
No, it's not. But you saying that made me think about the Batman. I'm like,
now that makes sense, right?
I'm like, is that?
Kinda, I could see that now.
Kind of the route that they're doing? Because.
Because, not to cut you off. The reason why I also think, like, without even watching, I didn't even know that about the animated Hush story. When I first saw the Batman trailer, his mask looks very similar to the Hush. Because Hush, his whole face is covered up in, like, bandages. Mm-hmm. But his face looks covered up as well. And also, that victim is covered up in tape. Mm-hmm. Just like the Hush would be in the bandage and stuff. So maybe I could. Damn.
It had me. Like, when you said it, I was like, damn, are they like reverse? Is he doing like a reverse or the reverse? Where this actually could be Thomas Elliot and he's just acting like.
That's crazy.
And he's just acting like he's the Riddler, or he's just coined a name to be the Riddler?
Have they said his name, like the Riddler's name, in any of the trailers?
No. Uh-huh. Hell, the only person who said the Riddler was, I think, Jim Gordon. He's like, the Riddler did something. But
he didn't call him his real name, though.
No, right? He didn't. Just said Riddler. No, he didn't.
Bruh. I didn't know that. You just put me up on game on the animated joints.
Yeah, because I saw a lot of people was mad about that. But when I watched it, I was like, that's a twist I didn't.
Did it play out good, though? Like, was it a. Did you think it played good though for the story, or was it just like,
It was more so because you know the original Hush story is just better. You know what I mean? But I didn't think it was terrible. Like this is abomination. Like I wouldn't like that either.
That's surprising.
Yeah,
that really caught me off guard. I didn't know that.
Yeah, and I was just like, when you said doing Hush, I was like, damn, the nigga looks like Hush, and.
Yep.
He's doing all the shit that Hush does. Like I said, the niggas walking around with an M6 with a Mac 90. I'm like, you know what I'm saying? Like, really don't do that
at all, bro. This he don't. Not even that though. I'm surprised. As much as people scream and cry about comic accuracy, this don't look like Riddler whatsoever.
No,
at all. And I've not heard anybody complain about that. Or am I tripping?
You got people here and there, but it ain't. It's not like a loud cry about it though. Like, and again, that's what makes me think there's more to what we're. There's way more to what we're getting than what is being let on surface.
Interesting. I might have to rent that or watch that soon just to get a feel of what Reeves could possibly do.
Yeah, because
do you think though he would take something from an animated though and throw it into his film? Do you think he would do that though?
I don't think he would. Mm-hmm. I don't think he would. But you just saying that when we was talking about it just made me think about that. I was like, there was a story where the Riddler actually was, Enigma actually was Hush.
That would be crazy. I need Hush in live action. So, but also, I don't remember which trailer this was, the first or second, when Batman was talking to somebody behind bars, and I forgot he screamed, dude, like, what did you do, or where is such and such? Mm-hmm. They wouldn't show that person's face.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, who is that? Like, it's definitely somebody big, worth getting him worked out like that. And from the side angle, like, the little bit you saw, it didn't look, that build didn't look like Riddler.
Yeah, and that's what I'm saying. Like, that's the crazy thing about it, because this is Batman year two, right? That's what he's saying. Mm-hmm. So it's kind of like he's been Batman for a year now. So surely he had to put some villains behind bars already. He had to put somebody behind bars. And even crazier part is all of these teasers and trailers, we still haven't seen Falcone, and he's in the movie.
Yeah, that's true.
So I'm like, there's a lot of hidden shit in this movie that we have yet to see. Like,
hold on. Maybe I read this wrong. Like, a year or two ago, wasn't there a Firefly casted in this film?
Nah, Firefly's in Batgirl.
Yeah, but I could have sworn there was another villain or somebody big that was supposedly cast. Oh, man, maybe I'm really reaching right now.
I think they may have been talking about it, but I don't know if it ever was official. Mm.
Well, damn, that's crazy.
But I mean, even that, who knows? The movie could open up with... Now, you know what? I did hear that. I heard that the movie opens up with him chasing after Firefly.
Okay, so yeah, that's what I thought. Maybe that's who's in, but I heard it was a female, no?
Honestly, bro, I can't even remember the specificity of it.
That's crazy. 2 hours and 55 minutes, and it's not a real origin story, so he's gonna already be Batman doing stuff. That's insane.
Matter of fact, I think I see the article you're talking about. Neo-Noir takes on Firefly and Mad Hatter.
That's, yes! Yes! Okay, yep. I remember that.
No jetpack. I remember that. Drones instead. Works with the Riddler. Wow, that's fucking great. Who knows, bro? Like, we really do not know. Like,
that really reminds me. I'm sorry, you're listening to two huge Batman fans right now. I know we're ranting about Batman. But that really reminds me of what supposedly Ben Affleck's film was supposed to be when he's trapped in Arkham Asylum.
Don't bring that up.
But I'm just saying, because you're reading this and Mad Hatter, nobody brought up yet. Firefly, nobody's brought up in this film. Like, how many villains is going to pop up in this film? Like, is he taking... Because he actually took over for Ben Affleck. Did he take a little bit of Ben Affleck's... We see Batman fighting in some kind of precinct. Like, what's going on?
Oh my God, that's what I'm saying. Like, there's so many little snippets here that I'm like, what the fuck is happening? Like,
my excitement is just going up and up and up. Each day. Like, goddamn.
I keep forgetting, you ain't seen the Cat Batchelor, but there's one little instant that's really dope that I'm just like, wow, what the fuck is going on? Can I tell you this a little bit? It's not a spoiler. It's just
you could go for it.
It's Jim Gordon. He's talking to, I don't know who the guy is. I think he's like I don't know who he is, but he was in the original trailer. The chunky white dude with the glasses. I don't know if you remember what he even looks like, but he was standing at a podium with a bunch of lights going off, a bunch of like pictures.
Oh, I think that's like the governor or something like that.
Yeah, but he's talking to Gordon and he's like, he's a part of this? And then Gordon's like, no. He's like, but how do you know he's a vigilante? And I'm like, what the fuck is going on? Like, what is happening?
Like, something happened huge, because I remember now, I think it was the second film, trailer, when Alfred was like, oh my God, what did he do, or something like that. I'm like, why is he getting that reaction?
Mm-hmm. He's like, Alfred, you've been lying to me this whole time. I'm like, what the fuck is going on? Like,
ooh,
what?
This is going to hit deep. This is going to hit deep. I need a...
And Alfred's like, we all have our scars, Mr. Wayne. I'm like, what the fuck is happening?
Bro, I need to hibernate until March, bro. Jesus, just skip all of February for me.
For real, dog. I'm pissed because there ain't shit coming out for the rest of the month.
There's only a few things worthwhile in February, and that's towards the last week for me. But man, that's crazy.
Yeah, so I'm like,
we should have just made this a Batman celebration pod, bro. We could have talked for hours.
I mean, look, when the movie drops, that's what we're gonna do. It's gonna be another.
You're damn right.
It's gonna be another Zack Snyder's Justice League episode, another No Way Home episode, where it's just delve deep into the Batman, because I'm pretty sure I'm gonna see it twice.
I know I'm gonna see it twice. Guarantee.
Like I'm going to see it Thursday. I'm going to see it Friday. Like, mm-hmm. Point blank. Period.
Wow, that's crazy. That Riddler thing, that Riddler and Hush thing took me by surprise. I didn't know they did that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I don't think he's gonna do that, but I can see. I wonder if he's gonna play around with it somehow. I don't know. It's everything's a mystery.
Interesting.
But on right. Just, you know, a little bit of Marvel, the Moon Knight teaser dropped. Where's your hype level for it?
My hype level, to be honest, is the same. It didn't get me more hype. It didn't decrease it at all. Because it's Oscar Isaac. I'm a huge fan of him and his acting. He brings it. I don't think I've ever been disappointed in any of his roles. The only thing about the trailer to me, I love how they really delve into the character's psyche. Because I've been told, I haven't read a Moon Knight comic, so I'm not an expert or anything like that, but I heard like mentally this dude's all screwed up, and you can see, and you got that vibe from that trailer. But there wasn't much like new Moon Knight. Like me being someone that don't watch the trailers, to me, I saw some new stuff here and there, but I was hearing people saying there wasn't much in him like knocking the dude out in the stall. We saw that already, so I just think it was lacking a little bit of Moon Knight. But what it confirmed to me, like, well, I already knew it, and I was hoping I was wrong. This tone is not everything has to be Daredevil, but I thought this was a character that could definitely fit that Daredevil tone. It seems like it's just going to be a very, you know, in-your-head type of film, like, short series. It's not going to be that dark. So, it doesn't get me more excited, and doesn't get me less. I'm waiting to see it, but, I'll wait and see. I'm still not through the moon, all puns intended, about it. What about you?
I'm in the same realm. I think I'm a little bit more hyped than you are, just because this street level shit is my type of stuff, man. Like
me too.
Like I prefer that more than like intergalactic.
Yes.
You know, flying high and all that kind of shit. Like, I just like...
Exact same.
I like on the ground level, you know, fighting on rooftops, going in. Like, I like that kind of stuff. So, just knowing
the best stories are from grounded characters, in my opinion.
Mm-hmm. And just knowing that Marvel has a character that's like that, you know, another character that's like that. Because, of course, really, they don't really have many, you know, in MCU, they don't really have many characters like that, honestly, when I think about it. I mean, the only one they have is Falcon and Winter Soldier. Black Widow's dead.
Daredevil now.
Yeah, Daredevil too. But we're not...
They have Black Widow, and they still didn't even use that aspect in a film like that, but let me not rant.
I mean, and she's dead too, so I mean, whatever. And Daredevil, regardless of what MCU does, it's not going to even be close to the Netflix series.
Agreed.
So, with... having this Moon Knight character, you know, officially in the universe that's coming, it just makes me excited to have another street level comic book property to have, because I just like that the most. But like you said, the teaser, it didn't really offer much. It was pretty much just an extended version of the teaser. I would have liked to got a little bit of story about of what we're headed to. You know, I think this teaser was just more so to show off the suit and show off the cinematography. That's kind of what I felt like this was for. Like, yeah, well, you know, this is another one that's going to be a banger. You know, look how we shot it, more so than actually giving up some story. But I'm pretty sure another trailer is probably going to drop next month with more story in it. But I was expecting more from it, honestly.
Yeah, like, it didn't decrease my anticipation at all, though, so... That's a definite plus, and I think Oscar Isaac is gonna absolutely destroy. Bro, you got Ethan Hawke in here. Come on, bro, stop it.
And that right there, I'm like, yeah.
it's gonna, the acting here is gonna be top tier, and it's definitely gonna be better than Hawkeye. Just the trailer alone was better than the whole Hawkeye series, but that's for another day.
Oh my god,
bro! I'm sorry. I'm gonna lightly touch on it. I'm not gonna run it, guys, but that shit annoyed me, bro.
Let's go.
Like, talking about grounded characters. Bro, Hawkeye was that. Oh my god, there was so much you could have done, and you started out great. You showed the consequences of being an Avenger. Like, the weight of losing a best friend, like, but yet you got homie stuck in the tree crying to get down at the end. You have the tracksuit. You have him playing dress up as a fucking... I'm done. All right, enough. Yeah, that's all I have to say.
You hated that shit, right?
That's my least favorite. By far, my least favorite Disney Plus show, and it's wasted potential. But they got the job done, though. What was her name? I forgot.
Yelena.
Her character. No, Yelena. I didn't like how they used her character. Too much jokes. But Hayley Steinfeld. What was the character that she's played?
Kate Bishop.
Yeah, there you go. Kate Bishop. I like Kate Bishop though. They did a good job introducing her. So I guess job done for that. It's clearly what they're going for. So I'll leave it at that. No rant for me today, guys.
Yeah, because I know you can talk real. You be going crazy.
See, I've been PG on my videos that I drop. They've yet to see the real me yet, but you know, eventually it's gonna come out. All I need is that one property to piss me off. The real me gonna come out.
I'm ready to see that too.
Oh, yeah, I've been PG, you know, trying to get the little views here, the little subscribers, reel them in, and then they go.
Yeah, I be watching your shit like, this nigga's mad calm. Like, who the fuck is he thinking?
Knowing damn well that ain't me in real life.
I'm like, who the fuck is this nigga? Like, who? This nigga censoring himself. You be on there, you know, I did like the film, and I do have a little gripes with it, but you know, that's neither here nor there. But I'm like,
oh my like, god, that's fuck? Funny. Like,
what?
That's funny. Listen, once I get out this little shell that I'm in, bro, like the real me will come out one day, I promise. Like you've seen it already. You're very accustomed to the real me.
That's what I'm saying. I be watching your reviews like, this nigga is like holding back, man. Goodness gracious.
Big time.
I'm like, wow, out.
I don't want to polarize anybody yet, because I do have some extremely those videos that I'm planning that will definitely. Once you know I get a little momentum, it's gonna be there. You'll be proud, bro. I'll make you proud. Don't worry about that. You'll be like, oh yeah, that's him right there.
Just please don't do it for like a movie I like and you hate. Just like for my sake. Just.
Well, so far we're good. Cause Scream, yeah. So far we're good. Halloween ends, bro. I can't make any promises, bro. I'll try. I'm hoping. You know what? Damn it. We've been all over the place today, but I want to say this. As much as I was disappointed, I'll say, with Halloween Kills, I'm still excited for Halloween Ends. Like, I really am, because I loved the first film.
Oh, yeah,
18. And I loved, yeah, 18, you know that. We've been back and forth, but I love 18. And I love Michael from Halloween Kills. So it's not, it wasn't like complete or disappointment. So I'm curious and to where Halloween Ends goes. And hopefully they got whatever they went out their system in Halloween Kills. And, you know, we get that Michael in Halloween Ends. So I'm excited.
Oh, yeah. That's dope. And I'm ready to see where it goes, too. And I'm with you, though. Like, I like 2018, too. Like, I actually, like, love it now.
Yeah, me too.
More than I did.
That was surprising to hear from you, because I know how you felt about it.
Yeah, because I think I was overthinking it, honestly. Yeah, I was just overthinking it, pretty much. I was expecting, like, something. Because, you know, even when I told you back when I had my gripes with it, I didn't say it was a bad movie. I just was like, it's more along the lines of the same what I'm used to with Michael. And I think I was expecting, honestly, I don't know what the fuck I was expecting. And that's why I say I think I was overthinking it, because I'm like, Michael Myers, right. Like, am I expecting him to, like, be some deep dive, intricate take? Like, I don't know what I was expecting, so.
Yeah, the Halloween franchise is pretty much the Halloween franchise at this point. There's only so much new, I feel, that you could do until you, like, really, you can't call it Halloween anymore, because unlike Scream, like, you needed that serious take from whatchamacallit, from Ghostface and the tone as well. But Halloween, right from the jump, 78 was that.
Yeah.
You know, like, you already had your perfect Michael Myers already, so there was nothing to improve on. So they had a lot of leeway in comparison. I'm waiting, me personally, waiting for that perfect Jason movie. I feel like that movie's not done yet. So I feel like, in my opinion, I got my perfect Freddy, got my perfect Michael.
What is perfect Scream? Well, I don't know why I just asked that. I mean, the perfect Freddy, you can choose.
Oh, come on, that's obvious. That's one. But besides one,
three is a banger.
I think it was, exactly. Three, and also A New Nightmare as well.
It's a banger too.
Yeah, so, like, it's not just, like, the easy answer is one, but it has, even, and the thing about Freddy to me, even his less luxury films, you get a good Freddy. Like, he's still the same character for the most part, in my opinion. So, I just need that. I don't feel like Jason has gotten that yet, in my opinion.
Oh, no, I can see that. I can definitely see that, because, I mean, even though Friday 13 is my favorite, it's you know, some of my favorite movies. I love the franchise. I own, like, literally all of them on Blu-ray. And while I love them, I mean, I'm not above saying that. I mean, they're not really the greatest movies, like, you know. Mm-hmm. But
we should have really brought that up about how Blumhouse was trying to, I believe it was a Friday the 13th and the Elm Streets. They're trying to get the rights to.
I need that, man. Like, yes. And I know, you know, people be going in, even you know, the Scream movies talking about reboots and remakes. But dog, I need another movie from both of them guys, man. Like, I need to bring them into modern day, man. Like, I need that.
I don't also think that's an issue, because just like I was saying, like, we're not really getting slashers like that nowadays.
Very true. You're right.
Like, so you two, like, if we were in a, like, a slasher heavy, and then you're rebooting those, I'm like, all right, we get it. But now there's room. I think there's a lot of room for them.
You're right.
As you can see. So.
And then they're beloved too. It's not like they're just like shit that nobody asks for. Like, motherfuckers would go in droves to see a new Friday the 13th or a new Nightmare on Elm Street.
Shit, if Scream is making 30 first week, and I believe Halloween Ends, it made 50, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And the first Halloween 2018, before the pandemic, was like 80 mil or close to 80 mil opening weekend, which is crazy. So that's room for them. So.
Excuse me.
Yeah, man.
All right, so we get into the... like, end of the you know, the pod, you know what I mean, we gotta do a little music. So the new a new track dropped from Ye Endgame called Easy. What are your thoughts on that joint?
The beat fire. Game, I think, I don't know, Game is Game. Like, he, you know what you're gonna get from him whenever he hops on the track. But the highlight to me was Kanye was on some shit that night, yo. My lord. Yo, this dude was on some. He said it himself. He said, what is it? Usually, but today he was on his pride. Oh, he's usually about Jesus, but today his pride took better than him. Bro, he sure did, bro. He was, this man was talking reckless, talking about, God only let me survive the crash so I can beat Pete Davidson's ass. Who? Like, bro, how can you be so disrespectful and funny? Bro, I love this Ye. Like, I really do, bro. Talk your shit. And then he also has this weird shit talking about he's in the shower taking in what, Yeezy boobs and shit like that. I'm like, I believe him too. I legit believe him. He not lying. But yeah, I enjoyed the track though. It was dope. A Hit-Boy produced it, right?
He did?
I believe so, because I saw him on the live with him in Game, and he was acting like he produced it. I could be wrong though.
He might have hit boy all over the damn place, man. Producing
hit boy, be killing it, boy.
Producing everybody,
yeah, man.
I don't even know.
Yeah, But overall, yeah, I liked it. Game gave a game verse, but the highlight definitely was Kanye. What you think about it?
Same thing. I love when Kanye is just reckless talking shit. Cause
yes,
I just love it. Even throwing shots at Kim, like get off that. This ain't your mama house. Reach over the, you know.
For that ramen noodle.
You stand over the soldiers to get some ramen out the shelf. Like I love hearing.
Oh my god.
Like I like hearing these verses because it remind people that usually from Chicago now, like don't fuck it up. Mm-hmm. Just cause he be on some high fashion wearing Louis and all that stuff. He's still from Chicago. Like, well, let's not not forget that. Like that's where that kind of talk come from. So
and that's the farthest thing from sweet.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So and again, like I said, yeah, just going off, you know, talking shit about Pete Davidson as he should. I don't blame him, I would too. You know what I mean? Fresh out of a divorce and you already done swooped in.
Oh, what he said, he said something about the divorce. This is the best divorce I've ever seen. So crazy shit.
Yeah, this is the best divorce. We might head there together in court. I was like, this nigga, yeah.
Yo, he was talking about, what's her name? Not Courtney. What's the other one?
Oh,
Chloe.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And,
bring court into or some shit. I was like, this nigga's going off right
here. Yo, so disrespectful, but so funny, bro. I love it. I love it.
Yeah.
Man. I need to listen to that Cordae album. I keep hearing about it.
Yeah, I'd be hearing about it, too. I like the kid. The kid can rap. Yeah, he can rap. It's just, I don't know, something doesn't really draw me to him like that. I think he might need a little, for me personally, I think he needs a little bit more maturity in his skill set for me to really get into him. Because I say that because I went through the same thing with Joey Badass. When I first heard him, I was like,
I gotta listen to that. He got a new one that dropped too.
He got a new album?
Yeah. Oh, shit. Dropped last week, I think.
Word?
Yeah.
Oh, I gotta listen to that. But like his earlier stuff, I was kind of like, he's dope, but he's just a little on the young side for me, and he doesn't have maturity in his raps yet. But over time, I was like, okay, now he's getting it. Like he's getting the flow together and getting his style together, and you know who he is. And I feel the same way with Cordae too. I think eventually I'll start listening to him.
Yeah, I think next podcast we do, I'll probably listen to like 3 to 5 albums because I've been slack. I've been busy. I've been mostly focused on the film aspect of things. But I think I got a bunch of albums loaded up on the deck that I gotta listen to.
Yeah, I'm about to put this Joey Badass in right now. I didn't even know.
I forgot the name of it.
This is, bro, Reverence or something like that.
Yeah, I didn't even listen to that Nas album, bro. The latest one.
Oh boy.
Exactly. I'm telling you.
You gotta hear. Woo.
I've been slacking, bro. I promise you, whoever's listening, if you care, next time we pod, I have like 3 to 5, if not more, reviews of new albums or newer albums to me.
Yeah, I tell you right now, that Nas boy.
I was excited for that too, bro.
Black Magic.
I heard it was tough.
It's made my favorite list of 2021. To be real.
Yeah, I saw that. I think I think it was like 3 or 4 for you, something like that.
Yeah, it was hard, man.
Yeah, I gotta definitely listen. But yeah, anything else before we call it a night or a day whenever you listen to this?
I ain't got nothing else, bro.
Yeah, man. So I hope you guys enjoyed a nice little spoiler review and then how it turned into the Batman theory podcast. You know, we some Batman fans in here, can't lie.
You already know.
But yeah. 2022, you know, it's the start of a brand new year. Keep your eyes open because me and the homie we got some little surprises coming for you.
Yes, sir.
We're going to keep it hush right now. But yeah, it's going to be a real big year. And once again, thank you for that support. And and you can find me simply at Film Fiends, actually on YouTube now. You know, I'm not hiding behind images and stuff like that. I was never hiding. I was hiding, I was in hiding the sun from the world. I was hiding the, you know what I'm saying? I butchered that line. But yeah, at Film Fiends, at IG, Twitter, even Facebook, which I haven't been on in like a year, and YouTube. So, you know where to follow me at.
And you can follow me at the Rap Nerd JSO on all platforms, YouTube, blog site, all of that. I'm not hard to find.
Yes.
Type that in and you'll find me, bro.
And then don't forget that his latest short.
Oh yeah, that's
gotta look.
Yeah, for your safety, a short horror film. If you got 5 minutes to spare, I'll scare your ass. Go ahead and
ooh, bars.
Go ahead and get out of watch if you are a horror fan. Like this one isn't a real horror movie. It's not like my other one that had, which is kind of like a parody. This is. it is what it is. You'll see when you watch it, but it's on YouTube too.
If you're a horror fan, I don't see how you could be disappointed with that one. So that's my cosign right there.
Yes, sir.
And until next time, we out. Peace. We film wrap up. They want to know. We tell them once and they still ask us. But the people are thirsty for knowledge and we got to fill that cup. We never chill, ask them. When they come to film raps, bro, we keep it real, that's yeah. Us. It don't matter whether early or late, we still make the scoop. Even though we on digital, we keep it real, they shoot. Bro, we ill with it too, so you know the deal with the truth. We know this field isn't cute, but we got them soldier skills like the troops. We had discussions about each of the stars. Our opinion may just leave you in awe. We may talk about the box office numbers and see which movie really beat up the charts. Drama filled, genre films, boom bap down the track rap. Treat the door like a snack pack, we in our bag like a knapsack. Film fiend and a rap nerd, we mean our exact words. Can't forget about the comic side, guaranteed to make the comics rise. Shout out to all of the listeners, showing love to my guy and I. We just been doing our job for sure, putting in work like a 9-to-5. This is the film rap. They wanna know, we tell them once and they still ask us. The people are thirsty for knowledge and we gotta fill that cup. We never chill, ask them. When they come to film raps, bruh, we keep it real, that's us. This is the film wrap up. They wanna know, we tell them once and they still ask us. The people are thirsty for knowledge and we gotta fill that cup. We never chill, ask them. When they come to film raps, bruh, we keep it real, that's us.